He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
You can learn so much over food, preparing it, eating it together, talking about it.
Sounds so French. Sitting at the table, enjoying your food, your wine, shutting all the social media and so on, only listening to the radio.
Radio but, New Zealand, of course.
No, seriously, food is a great way to open conversation that matters.
That's Tracy Burno and Gabby Levenois talking about the Pacific Food Lab, a social enterprise that's aiming to change the way we think, create and consume food.
Because we've got a lot of systems problems on the planet at the moment, and a lot of those have at their source our contemporary industrialized food systems. So if food is a big part of the problem to where we got today, then food must be the answer as well.
Welcome to Voices. I'm Liz Garten, and a couple of weeks ago I popped along to Auckland University of Technology, or AUT, for its Culinary Arts and Gastronomy Winter Series. Basically, it's a week where the School of Hospitality put on a range of events to celebrate food. And Tracy and Gabby were cooking up a storm and talking about Pacific Food Lab.
That does. So we're going to do a marinated fish dish from Fiji, Kokonda, and then we're going to do two different preparations of venison and some duck breast, which is...
We're inside one of AUT's lecture rooms, but it's nothing like I remember from my university days. This theatreette is not huge. There are 30 or so people here, and it's feeling pretty full. At the front of the room, there's a long kitchen island. Behind that are shelves of cooking appliances and condiments and a couple of big screen TVs showing what's happening on the benchtop, where Tracy and Gabby are chopping, marinating and frying.
So we'll start off with the Kokonda, and I'll hand over to Gabby to fillet our snapper.
Okay, yeah. I'll do the filleting then.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
AUT is Tracy's home ground.
I'm Professor of Food Studies and also Associate Dean Postgraduate.
While Gabby is a French Polynesian chef visiting from New Caledonia.
Half camembert and half coconut milk.
In a slightly quieter classroom beside the lecture theatre, Tracy and Gabby tell me they met...
Through a social animal.
Yes, we have a mutual friend who...
This friend knew the kind of work they were both doing and decided to introduce them.
But then he didn't show up to the meeting.
Gabby and Tracy were there.
We met, and almost immediately we realised that we had so much in common around what we aspired to do with our work and the way that we were working, and we just got on really, really well, and we've been working together ever since.
For their first project, Gabby wanted to write a cooking guide, but with a scientific approach, which is where Tracy came in.
There's sort of two often mutually exclusive approaches to food and cuisine. One is the culinary side, the chef's side, and then there's the more academic or scientific side. And we often work in isolation, but the way in which I like to work, and also Gabby likes to work, is if you think of it as a Venn diagram, it's that sweet spot right in the middle where practice meets theory, and we literally work in the kitchen.
Tracy was born in Canada, but moved around a lot, including a stint living in Hawaii. During her university studies, she did field work in the Pacific, and for a while was head of department at the University of the South Pacific in the Cook Islands. But right now, she calls New Zealand home. Tracy brings the science to the project she and Gabby work on.
For me, it's the social science because I come from a social science background. I actually trained as a psychologist, but I've taken those social science skills and interests in socio-ecological systems approaches in particular and working in cross-cultural contexts and brought it into the food arena. And we take very much a food-centric approach where the eater is at the center of the food system. But everything, because it is a system, is interrelated.
You used a really great term when we talked on the phone. It was like that really holistic approach.
Yeah, it is a holistic approach. It's really... Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember what clever thing I said on the phone.
You do always.
I know. Yeah. It might have been about beneficial recipes.
Yes,
I stole that from Gabby.
Oh, so yeah. So what is the goal? What is a beneficial recipe? And what do you want Pacific Lab to be teaching people?
Okay, I'll start off and then Gabby, you can jump in. It's really about recipes and food that are good for health in a very holistic sense of well-being, not just about nutrition in macros and micros, but it's about feeling good and food making you feel good, as well as engaging with food and food systems that are healthy for the planet.
Yeah, the beneficial recipe approach is, it has to be beneficial for yourself to start with. You know, what is that food bringing into your life? What type of energy, of course, but what type of well-being for you and your community? We take it for granted now. We have food on the table so easily. But if we run out of it, then you will start thinking more about it. But the cause behind and the purpose and the goal is for everyone to understand what food is about and not take it for granted. You know, I've been chefing for 25 years now, but I only learned how to eat 4 years ago. So we go to school and we learn how to, I would say, count, talk and write and read. But as Pacific Islanders, we have not been taught how to eat.
Gabby is involved in Pacific Food Lab New Caledonia, while Tracy helps set up the Aotearoa arm of the organisation.
We were, up until lockdown, unfortunately, working with South Campus, and we put in garden beds. We had students who were planting and tending the gardens. We had a big harvest dinner where we brought, I think it was 8 students into the kitchen, only one of whom had ever cooked before, and we catered a meal for 90 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was just, it was incredible. The buzz, the look of sheer accomplishment on the students' faces was just incredible. And it's all about that engaging with that food system and the food and really getting a lot of enjoyment about it and using it as a tool to bring people together as well.
Apart from putting a stop to that community kitchen, Tracy says the pandemic has had a much wider impact on how we eat.
Well, I think it exposed the fragility of our food systems, and we're still reeling from the impacts of that in parts of Auckland in particular and broader Aotearoa.
Things like not being able to get takeaways during that initial lockdown, which many relied on for their meals, and not being able to find some foods in supermarkets due to disruption of global supply chains. New Caledonia felt it all too, and Gabby says it's beyond time to make some changes.
So now in the South Pacific, we have big challenges that we have to deal with. We've entered the contemporary world maybe 200 years ago. The contemporary food came with a lot of abundance. It came with a huge amount of, I would say, cheap food, like noodles and rice and so on. But it didn't came with the understanding of it. And that's why I ask Tracy and AUT to explain to us what it means behind the plate we are doing as chefs, you know. Because the challenges we are facing today on the global level, and especially in the South Pacific, needs to be understood better by chefs.
And Gabby already sees the work of Pacific Food Lab New Caledonia making a difference.
I never thought I could see the changes during my life. You know, it's a long-term movement to recreate or to reinvent a food culture on an island. But now I can see people binding into it. And after COVID, you know, I think the stomachs and the ear were a little more open to the subject of what is food about.
But he says the problem is too big for one chef or even one island. And he's hoping for help from Aotearoa.
So I'm trying out all these projects, especially this event, the local food system, bringing the whole country to celebrate its food. So you do a matariki, so we want to copy you and do the same. But maybe put a twist into it, of course, which is, how can we create this food culture on a matariki event that will be sustainable for our kids and our environment? So adding the purpose not only on the cultural level, but basically eating locally but thinking globally. And we haven't got much time left. There's one big continent, and it's called the South Pacific. And to be honest, and all the publication I'm seeing from the scientists, top scientists in the world, they say now that we know enough, we need to act. And the beauty of it is food is good to taste and it's good to share.
How's the venison? Yep, great.
Back at the event, Gabby and Tracy are sharing their recipes.
But I'll just add fairly big chunk of garlic, bit of pepper. About a generous glass of red wine. The glass you'd pour yourself. Okay?
And jokes.
It's almost like a South Pacific nacho.
South Pacific nacho. Fusion or confusion.
And ideas for eating more sustainably.
one of the approaches to food systems and food that I really like is eat the problem. If you've got a problem in the food system, one way of addressing it is to eat it. So if we were in New Caledonia, we'd be helping the food system by having two different preparations of venison.
Yes. I think there's more venison in New Caledonia than there are people. And we have a primary forest, and it's really damaged by the amount of deer running in the forest and eating the small trees, you know.
Yeah, just think of what we could do for the South Island if we ate more hare and possum.
I've tasted possum, but...
Gabby, if you marinate it enough, it tastes good.
Tracy and Gabby's vision for improving our food systems went down a treat with the audience.
Yeah, no, it was a great little experience. I mean, to be honest, I'm a bit of a stranger to the kitchen, so my missus sort of brought me along to this, but it's really fun. I'm Samoan, so some of these dishes are quite familiar, like the fish preparation, you know, it's like Sunday lunch for us. Yeah, so it was great.
I'm coming from Timor-Leste, where we have like seasonal wild food, lots of it, and I